Hi, this is Kaz from Kiss Breakfast.
Hi, this is Dawn from Kiss News.
And welcome to our podcast from Suffolk Youth and Connections.
It's designed to help guide you through the range of financial help that's available if you're looking at continuing to study.
We'll be talking to students who have benefited from EMA, as well as Jess, who has a young child and found that there's help with childcare options for returning to study.
We'll also be finding out about the funding that's available if you're looking at going to university. First of all, Kaz went to meet Ricky and Frank from Stowmarket, who are both receiving funding to help them with their studies.
I've got Ricky and Frank. So do you want to tell me where you're studying and what you're studying? Start with you, Frank.
We're studying at YMCA training on an E2E course.
And you're studying on the same course together, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's E2E all about? Educate me.
It's called E2E, which means entry to employment. They do your training for English and maths. And like life skills, like we do cooking and team building and things like that. We get £30 a week EMA, and then if we have like money for food and things like that, we have a budget which we're allowed to spend each month, like on activities and things like that. We get paid our money weekly, our £30, and then the budget which we're allowed to spend is monthly.
Right. So with the EMA funding, is there anything in particular that you have to spend it on, or can you spend it on whatever you like? What do you do?
You can spend it on what you like. I think it's meant to like help you with travel to get there and things like that, but you can spend it on anything because in your bank, they don't keep tabs on you or anything like that.
How did you find out what financial help was available to you?
I was registered with Connections and I was going there every other week to see an advisor. She told me that while I'm looking for a job, I could go there and then receive £30 a week and get extra qualifications as well.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Green and I'm a personal advisor with Suffolk Youth and Connections Service based here in Stowmarket. Educational Maintenance Allowance is a really useful source for people returning into education and to help with educational funding such as transport, books, equipment that people might need. To be eligible, you have to be 16, 17 or 18 years old and have left compulsory education and continue on to further education in a variety of courses. It can be a full-time college course, sick form, non-employed apprenticeships or E2E. You can get up to £30 a week. For most further education courses, it is means tested. So if your household income is less than £30,810, you'd be able to claim something. And it can vary from £10, £20 or £30 a week.
Okay, Jess, so what is it you're studying and where are you studying?
So I'm studying at West Suffolk College. It's really fun and good.
Yeah, what do you plan to do sort of when you follow on from that? Something in art and design?
No, I want to study, applied for health and social science to become, do that for 2 years, then be able to apply for a midwifery. I want to get a career and have a good life for my daughter.
So you went back to college after being with your baby for about a year, which must have been really nice for you, but would you have gone back, do you think, if you hadn't have had the help from Care to Learn?
No, I don't think I would have, because it's really expensive to the childcare, and that Care to Learn really helped. And I wouldn't have been able to go to college because of the childmind and nurseries are really expensive, so they help pay for and cover the costs for it.
Care to Learn is a fantastic resource available for young parents to return into education. Any young parent who's under the age of 20 is eligible for it, and they can claim up to £160 per week per child, and that goes towards nursery costs or childminder costs and towards transport if you incur extra costs to get your child to a childcare provision. You can claim Care to Learn in addition to any benefits that you're claiming, as well as EMA, and it has no effect on your entitlement to those other benefits. To find out more, you can either speak to your personal advisor from Suffolk Youth and Connections Service, or you can find out more information on the internet at direct.gov.uk.
Hopefully that's helped you if you're in a similar position to Jess, Ricky or Frank. When it comes to university finance, things are definitely different and they've recently changed again. There's a lot to think about with the cost of tuition fees, accommodation, living costs. I remember there were always friends trying to give you advice based on rumours and bad information. So I met up with Blair Campbell from Student Finance England to find out the facts.
Student Finance England is the name of a new one-stop service for all things student funding. It's a joint initiative between DIUS, the Department for Innovation, Universities and Skills, part of the government, and the Student Loans Company. And the core idea with Student Finance England is to have everything to do with student funding in one place, online and easily accessible. Previously, local authorities were responsible for making assessment of your funding application, sending out forms, and it was confusing for students that the student loans company were involved, but also their local authority was involved too. So the idea is now to have everything all together, joined up in one place under the name of Student Finance England.
And in what different ways can you help students?
There's a whole range of support and funding on offer if you're going into higher education. There's loans available for your course fees and loans for living costs, things like accommodation, food, everything, all those things students like to do on a Friday night, like going to the theatre, playing drafts, those kind of things. We all know what they get up to. You might also be entitled to some of that funding in the form of a grant, and that means it's non-repayable money, so essentially free support there for you if you're from what's deemed to be a lower income household.
When I was at uni, I got a grant, but I wasn't even sure if they still did them anymore.
Yeah, no, they've been, in recent years, they've been much reduced and much less available. But actually now, there's certainly for lower income households, there's much more support available in the form of a grant, which you don't have to repay.
Oh, that's a great idea. You can also apply for a bursary as well, can't you? Does that still happen?
That's right, yeah. There's again, a huge range of different bursaries on offer, and this depends on whichever college or university that you go to. All of them will offer a bursary of varying amounts, and there's also scholarships too. Some of that's based on if you get good grades in maybe BTECs or A-levels, maybe you're good at sports or good at music. In both cases, it's again money that you don't have to repay and potentially could be thousands of pounds a year, so it's going to make a huge difference to some people. The thing is, sometimes you have to apply for these bursaries and scholarships, so the key thing here is to do some homework and find out if you might be eligible.
And sometimes it's a case of applying to the college or the university itself, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. On the Student Finance website, which we can signpost later, there's actually a calculator which will give you an indication of what bursary you might receive depending on which college or university you go to. But yeah, the onus is on the student to go and find out and sometimes apply for bursaries and scholarships.
Okay. You were mentioning loans earlier on. Now, the one thing I do remember about loans, there's always that fear about how do you pay it back and when you go about paying it back. How does that work?
Yeah, it's a kind of human condition to be debt averse, and the first thing you think of is, oh, when am I going to have to repay the money? And there's a couple of things to remember here. First thing is it's not like a commercial loan. It's not a consumer credit agreement. It doesn't affect credit ratings, and it's very, very low interest. It's currently 1.5% interest rate. In terms of paying it back, you don't have to worry about that at all until you've finished your course and until you're earning. And after you've finished your degree or your higher education course, once you're earning at least £1,250 a month or £15,000 a year, then you'll start repaying your loan in manageable amounts. If you're employed, then your employer deducts the amount from your payslip, just like when you pay tax or national insurance. If you're self-employed, you do it as part of a tax return. As an example, if you finish university and you're earning £18,000 a year, then your monthly repayments would be just over £20 a month.
And does that amount, is that a set amount, or does it ever sort of rise as inflation goes?
It will go up with your earnings. The repayments are based on how much you earn, not how much you owe. It's 9% of whatever you earn above £15,000 a year. So as your earnings increase, then your repayments will increase slightly. But it's always based on how much you earn, so it's a manageable repayment each month.
When's the best time to apply for a loan, and how do you actually go about doing it?
In terms of how you apply, one of the biggest improvements of the new service is that it's online and it's quite easy to actually apply. If you're going to university this September, you should be applying now. And if you just search for Student Finance online, the first result you'll find will be the application portal on the Direct Gov site. For next year, you'll be able to start applying from late September, October, so along with when you're applying through UCAS. And in fact, there'll be a link when you're applying for your course through UCAS, there's a link through to Student Finance that you can click on and start your application. There are some questions on the application that might seem complicated or difficult to understand on occasion, but there's live web chat on the online application, so you can chat to an advisor live, or you can ring up our customer support office while you're doing your application and they'll talk you through some of the questions. There's also your parents or whoever's responsible for you is going to probably be involved at some point. We'll contact the student and the parents when we need to ask them for extra information. The core thing in terms of when to apply is as soon as you can. As soon as you start thinking about your course, then start researching the finance and apply early on.
Can you, if you sort of have think that you're going to be able to manage to afford throughout the year, can you actually apply throughout the year as well?
Yeah.
If you suddenly realise I'm running out of money?
Yeah, you can at any point choose how much you want to borrow or take in the form of a grant or a loan. So if you decide at the start of the year not to take all of your maintenance support, at any time you can go online and request some more of the support, so you adjust what you're actually receiving. Yeah.
All I really remember about being a student was 2 weeks of being really flush at the start of the year, and then months of being skint and eating cheap noodles. So, you know, I think in terms of advice, that would be my advice to students, was just to plan your money, budget well. What kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, the same. It's quite a strange scenario. Your support is paid termly and nobody else has to budget on a sort of income that comes in three times a year. So absolutely budgeting and planning is crucial. The other thing I'd say is with that is I don't think anyone should be put off going to university because of concerns about funding. And so a really important thing is to start finding out about it now. People like Connections can help teachers and the new Student Finance England service online. It's a big choice. You're probably thinking about where you're going to go and what you want to do now, and the funding's always your back of your head. I got a part-time job when I was at university, which, if you've got time, absolutely brilliant. It's not glamorous, but when you've got a bit of money in your back pocket on a Friday night, it makes all the difference.
So the figures for students starting from September 2009 are: maximum maintenance grant is £2,906. Student loan for tuition fees is £3,225. Student loan for maintenance fees is £4,950. And maximum bursaries are about £800, but could be more depending on how much each university or college offer. You can find out more about Student Finance England at direct.gov.uk/student-finance, including the 2010 figures, which are available from June. There's a lot of help available, not just in terms of loans, but also with budgeting. You can also talk to current students and Youth and Connections advisors, or you could have a look at the budgeting advice at the UCAS website.
And for more support and advice on all of the subjects that we've discussed here, you can rely on your local Youth and Connections service. The three drop-in centres in Suffolk are in Ipswich, Info Bar on 4th Street, in Lowestoft, Opportunity House on London Road North, and in Bury St Edmunds, that's Caxton House, 43 St Andrew Street South. Or you can always call them for free on 0800 085 4448.
That's pretty much it from us. Just a final thank you to Ricky, Frank, Jess and Rebecca Green from Youth and Connections, as well as Blair Campbell from Student Finance England, for giving up the time to help us.
You really can get back into or stay in education, so don't be afraid to find out about the help that's out there. And if in doubt, always get in touch with Youth and Connections.